Jesus, Master, have pity on us. I would like to share this gospel today. It's a beautiful gospel for me. Two things that I would like to share about. First of all, about the confidence or the courage in the saving power of God. In the gospel today, we encounter the 10 lepers. If we understand the context of the disease of a leper or whatever kind of grave disease in the time of Jesus, it's not about the physical disease. When one had that disease, automatically he was outcast. That's why Jesus today, when he was asked by the 10 lepers, he said to them, you have to go to the priest. What does that mean? In order to bring back their dignity, to go back to the society. Not only physical suffering, but also the society suffering. They are rejected at that time. He also spiritual rejection. At the time of Jesus, they understand, maybe some of you already know about the Bible. To have disease means to be punished by God. That's the old understanding at the time of Jesus. So in general way, when the person that had that disease was rejected absolutely. So how can you feel that if you are put in that presence of that 10 lepers? Do you still have the courage to ask the Lord for the healing like these 10 lepers? Jesus, Master, have pity on us. This really to invite us. We are living in the modern world. In this country, we are blessed. But maybe some people, like these 10 lepers, feel so suffering physically, financially, economically speaking. Some people maybe have a good finance, but suffering about psychologically speaking, to be unbelievable, or be rejected by their own beloved wife, husband, or children. Some people maybe still feel that be absent or be rejected by God. Some people came to me, Father, I pray very often, be very devoted to God. But at some moment, I feel the absence of the Lord, spiritual suffering. Of course, if you learn, if you try to read the history of some saints, you can encounter that darkness as well. They call it the darkness movement. Even Mother Teresa Calcutta, TAC of Child Jesus, St. Francis Assisi, and many other saints, we have the movement of the darkness, spiritual movement. However, my first point is the courage. Do we able to have the courage like these 10 lepers to ask the Lord and to trust, confident in his saving power? I can say that I believe in God. It's easy to profess our faith every Sunday in the Creed. I have faith in God. But maybe I don't believe in his saving power. It's another matter. So another point is that all of them were healed, isn't it? 10 lepers. Only one of them came back to give the gratitude to Jesus. It was very interesting for me. That man is not the Jews, who is the people of God at that time. He was Samaritan, the enemy of Jews at that time anyway. But when he was healed, he felt the saving power of God came back to give the credit to him. So that's the second point, the gratitude. We may ask ourselves, in this country, to be honest, since I arrived here, I feel I'm blessed. I have to be grateful to you as well. For your donation, I have a chance to have a beautiful last 5 days of retreat with all the 26 priests in the St. Peter Center. Even Father Paul Cooper was with me there also. I really feel blessed. Be grateful to God, grateful to each and one of you for your donation, that we have a chance to have a beautiful time. So dear brothers and sisters, let's ask ourselves, do we able to courage to ask the Lord to give us, to believe, confident in his saving power, to transform our life, to be better every day? And second, if we receive the blessing, are we able to give thank, gratitude to him? I would like to close my reflection with this word of Doris Day, said, gratitude is riches, complaint is poverty. So dear brother and sister, let us ask the Lord to give us these two virtues of gratitude and the courage that may help us, support us to continue to offer our heart generously, patiently, that he may can transform our heart into fulfill our life, become too rich daily in our life.